If everybody's got your Bible with you, the sword of the Spirit, the word of the living God, your roadmap to heaven, would you please turn it into Matthew's Gospel? Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. I'd like to say it's good to be in the house of the Lord here today.
Yes.
God's house. It's the best house in the whole wide world. Amen. Praise the Lord. If y'all heard the words of that song, listen really close to it. That's what my message is. My message today, my lesson is, all that really matters, Brother Anthony, all that really matters. What really matters? I was praying Friday. Back in my study, I was pouring my heart out, crying to God as I was praying. I said, God, I said, all that really matters is you. Amen. No matter what's going on around us, what we're facing, what kind of condition this world is in, all that really matters is serving God.
Yes.
Praise be to the Lord. Matthew chapter 6, Jesus' words, 6 and verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal.
Yes.
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. You may be seated. It goes on to say, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Yes.
In teaching today, I'd like to slow it down and just really talk to our hearts. I want to ask every one of us here, before I start the lesson, what is it that really, really, really matters to you? Way down deep in the longing of your whole heart and your life, what is it that really, really matters to you, God? In the view of the here and now, and in the view of eternity, what is it that really matters the most? What is the main thing in life, oh God? Like I said, as I was praying Friday in my study, I was looking at the world situation, Brother Jason. It's worse right now than it's ever been in our generation, in our time. Some of us here, I guess, Sister Peggy's probably the oldest one here, close to 90 or thereabouts. But it's worse now than it's ever been that I can remember.
Yeah.
This world's in a bad shape. The earth under our feet, listen for a while. The whole globe is shaking. It's full of evil. She's full of trouble, worries, anxieties, and fears now fill our society. We constantly hear of wars, rumors of wars, strife, and conflict. You ever see such hatred? Violence filling our land and filling our streets. Peace is missing in people's lives.
Right.
It's missing in their hearts. No peace in the families. No peace in the home. Listen, our leaders don't have the solution and the answer to the world's problems. It looks like our generation has lost all hope, oh God. Sin, Brother Jason, is tearing the fabric of our society completely apart.
Yes, it is.
Stripping it and ripping it in threads. Our streets are filled with drugs and violence. You ask me why, Brother Tommy, why the hate? Why all the bad news and all the tragedies and the troubles of the human race?
and in the lives of people? Why are they shattered? Why is hearts broken? Why all the things that are bad going on? It's because God is missing in the life and in the heart of people. I'm telling you, when He made us, made man, He made a place in man's heart and soul that only He can feel. He made man perfect. And ever since the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden, oh, God is missing. The Spirit of God is missing in the lives and the hearts of people. And only the Lord can fill that void. Only the Lord's peace can get a hold and come down in the heart and renew and fix and restore. I'm telling you, what was it? It said in Isaiah, there's no peace, saith my God, unto the wicked. But they are like the troubled sea, whose waters cannot rest, casting up the dirt and the mire. Oh God, what we need is the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God to come down and to get a hold of people and bring old time conviction and draw them to the cross. Jesus is the life giver. He's the hope giver. He's the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand. Our hope in this generation and the dark hour that we're living in is Jesus, the Son of the living God. There's repentance, hallelujah, and forgiveness in Him.
Thank you.
That's right.
Amen.
Something's missing.
Something.
That's the reason people go for the drugs. That's the reason they go for the highs. That's the reason they reach for the bottle, the pills, and the needles. They're looking for something to fill that void on the inside of them.
Come on, bro.
Oh, God. God's missing.
Thank you,
God's missing. David said to the Lord, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. Therefore, I will sing and give praise.
Right.
You know why people can't, they don't have any joy, and they can't really praise Him and the beauty of holiness, and there's no peace in their life? God's missing.
Man.
Oh Lord. I want to tell you, when your heart is right, and when it's hungry and it thirsts for God, when it loves the Lord with all that is within you, the tears will well in your eyes. I said the tears will roll down your face. Your hands will go up in worship unto the Lord. You will be glad in your salvation. There will be joy down in your soul when your heart is right. Raise your little hand. When I put Jesus first, hallelujah, I'll have the joy of the Lord in my life and in my heart. Our answer is Jesus. Come unto me and I'll give you life, and you shall have life more abundantly. I'm telling you, the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. Ain't you glad of that? We can have life. There's victory in Jesus. There's praise and there's worship in Him. There's love and magnifying Him. How can we do that today? The missing piece of the puzzle is God today.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Praise God.
Blessed be God. What is it that really matters to you? Are you where you want to be?
Bless Him, Lord. Come on, man.
Are you where you need to be in God?
Oh, we need a God. Come on.
Have you got the witness in your soul?
Did
you know that you love Him more than anything else in this world, and you've got that connection? Do you know it? Can you feel it? Does it move you? Oh God, listen. The world doesn't have Jesus in their heart and life. The devil, the deceitfulness of sin, is the reason for all of the trouble, the sin, and the shame.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, God. Want to ask you again, in the view of the here and now, what is it? What is it, precious soul, that really matters to you.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
What is? What is the greatest need?
That's right. Come on.
Paul said, oh, that I may know him, Brother Jason.
That I may know him.
Oh, that I may win Christ. I've counted all of the things in my life. I thought I had reached the top of the ladder. And I knew everything. I sat at the feet of Galileo. I knew the law frontwards and backwards. There wasn't a flaw in me, I thought. And he said, all the things that I thought I knew, I didn't know until I met Jesus. And I count all of my past as done. It ain't worth even mentioning anymore. Praise God. And I'm telling you, if we fall in love with the Lord, our past is gone. This world has no attraction to us. I'm glad it don't have no connection to me. I'm glad the ropes have been burned off of me.
Amen.
Oh God, what's your greatest need here today? What's the biggest desire down in your heart?
Yes, in all.
Life is more than just living and getting by.
That's right.
You'd be surprised at the people that say they're Christians. They're just living. They're just existing.
Yeah.
They go to bed of a night. They dread to get up the next day. It's just another humdrum. It's just another day. When my God's got more than that.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's more than that. It's more than just barely getting by. Hallelujah. Some people don't realize if they're really in or they out. Are they halfway in? Are they really up or are they down? Are you really saved? Are you happy? Are you glad? Do you know it? Come on, raise your little hand. Say, Lord, in my hour that I've been living in, dear Lord. Oh, God, I want to have that fullness in my heart. I want to feel it. I want to know it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Questions to ask ourselves. Why am I here?
Yeah.
What is my purpose in life? Where am I going? Where am I going to?
Praise God.
When I die and leave this world, where am I headed to?
Come on.
That's right.
Oh God.
Bless him, Lord.
Do you know how late it is?
Thank you, bless him, Lord.
Can you sense the nearness of the Lord's coming?
Yes.
Brother Jason, I feel it burning in my heart. The Lord is nearer to our door than it's ever been. Yeah. Your Jesus is right on our doorstep.
Amen.
Coming to church, I pass the trucks, I pull on their utility wagons, four-wheelers, some looked new, some was covered in mud, and it looked like it wasn't even a four-wheeler. People are heading to the mountains, and pulling their boats to the seas, and everything on the Lord's day. Oh, they have forgotten the missing piece. Thank you, Lord. And I don't want to forget God, do you? Oh, Lord, do you not see? Do you not realize you're getting older? Your time is running out on you. Your body, listen, is aging. It's telling you that it's getting older. You didn't come here to stay. Your body will soon die, and the soul and the spirit inside will pass into eternity. Oh, God, I'm telling you, I have a time getting up in the morning to get Lambert. I get on the edge of the bed. I ain't exaggerating either. And I can't even straighten up. That's about as straight as I can get. I make it to the sink. Mary said, you want me to push on your back? Yes, honey. Come on, push on my back. She gets in behind me, puts her the heels of her hand right along where my belt line is, and keeps up pushing it. And I push back until the muscles get limber and I hear the bones are cracking. Hey, Lord, when I stand in the mirror, Brother Kevin, and I see all the of this gray hair. I didn't used to have it. Hallelujah, Sister Stacy, I had dark hair back in my younger days. I'm telling you, my steps are a little slower. I can't run like I used to run. My body's telling me of the here and now that my time is running out. And one of these days, like old Job said, thou shalt call and I will answer thee. Hallelujah, when it's my time to go, this old body closes its eyes in death, and I'll open them in eternity, and it'll be worth every prayer that I've ever prayed. It'll be worth every church service, Brother Jason, that I came to, every message that I preached, that I taught, and every song that I've ever sung. It'll be worth every tear, Sister Alicia. It'll be worth every pain and every heartache. Oh, Lord, it'll be worth every trial and every valley that you've ever went through. And all the sufferings of this life is not compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us when we lay it all down and take up the crown. You talk about rejoicing and praise. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, sweet Holy Ghost, I've got the connection, and I feel the witness. We're nearer than we've ever been. I can see the finish line. Sister Missy, it's right there. It is close, even at our door. Hey, Lord. I tell you, there ain't no slack in God. My Lord, let the Spirit of God come on you. Hey, Lord, even in your old age, you can jump, you can shout, and you can dance. Hallelujah. I'll give him a wave offering in the house. He's worthy.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
God help us. Thank you, blessed Lord.
Holy,
holy
Lord.
God.
Jesus.
What is it?
What
is it that really matters to you?
Come on.
A mommy and a daddy and their little boy was sitting at a dinner table. The mother, good Christian, she'd take that little boy to church all the time. She begged her husband to go. Honey, please go with me and the boy, me and the son. He wouldn't go. He liked to work a lot. He had a lot of irons in the fire. The little boy looked up to his daddy. Said, Daddy. Said, Mommy said that you got insurance on everything we have. You got insurance on our automobiles. You got insurance on our home, our land, and everything. And if something bad would happen, it's covered. The daddy said, yeah, that's right, son. The little boy looked and says, Daddy, but Mommy said you don't have insurance for your soul.
Praise God, praise God. Have your way, Lord.
You don't have any coverage on your soul.
On your soul.
Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
The man dropped his head. That got a hold of him. I'm going to tell you something. If you could own all this whole wide world and lose your soul, what would it profit you? Jesus said if you should gain the whole world and yet in the end lose your soul, what would it profit you?
Amen. Come on.
Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth where the moth and the rust doth corrupt and thieves break through and steal. Mm-hmm. You know, this just came to me. I studied a long time ago. Put a piece of steel out in the weather, and out in the elements, the cold, the heat, the rain, the ice, and again the heat, the hot, the summer, and the winter. It ain't long till that piece of steel begins to rust. Year after year, it just eats away. It ain't very long with that piece of steel. You can rake the flakes of the rust off of the top of it. It don't shine like it used to.
Come on, bro.
That's in the open elements. The moth, on the other hand, back in your closet, you can hang your suits and your knit pants and shirt and the nice clothes. The moth does its work in the veil of darkness while everything is quiet, while the doors are shut. And a moth would eat holes in the garments. That's a picture of people put their hope in things down here. It'll rust. The trials of hot and cold will come. It'll rust you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. You might think you're all right. You can just go and live day to day. But you don't realize the garments that you're supposed to be wearing of salvation, the moths can get in there and eat holes in them.
Come on.
Raise your hand. Praise
you.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Brother Jason, what is it? What is it? What is it eating on us? What is it eating on us? What is it making the blemishes in our garment?
Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah, be unto God.
Daddy, Mommy said you need blessed assurance. We've got it, Daddy. You don't have any insurance on your soul. Oh, what a loss. What a loss. Have you all, have we, really make preparations to die and face God?
Come on, brother.
Are you ready to leave this world? If He would call for you today,
be to God.
Are you ready to meet God, your Maker? Are we doing what the Lord wants us to do? Are we using what He gave us for His glory? Is it well with your soul? Remember, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. This is all, Brother George, that really matters, is to know God and serve Him. And have Him right down deep in the heart. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, to live for Him and obey His call.
Glory, glory, glory.
Brother Jason, I feel Him sweep over me.
Have your way, Lord.
Yes.
Stand up here.
Have your way, Chief.
The best place you can ever be.
Come on.
And the best position is right in the center of His will. There's joy in doing His will. There's joy. There's a payday being right in the middle of God's will. Staying right where He's called you. Staying right there using the word that He gave you. Not letting up, but keep right on obeying what the Lord has put in our life. The call of God means everything to be in His will. Oh, I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. Raise your hand. I tell you, when you're in the middle of His will, you might have your trials and your problems, but God will prosper you. I said, God will touch you and God will bless you.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. It's worth it all. It is worth it all.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Oh, it's worth it all to be what He wants us to be and where He wants us to be.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
As I've been praying the last 3 days for this service, what's the matter, dear souls, concerning you? Jesus is really concerned about you. Yes, He sees your condition. He knows your needs. He wants in your heart to help you. He's reaching, precious soul.
Jesus, have your way.
You might be a hurting, but He's calling.
Yes.
Come unto me and I'll save and I'll give you life.
Blessed Lord.
I'll touch your body and I'll touch your soul. I'm knocking at your heart's door. Let me in to be the Lord of your life. So your time is a running out on you concerning eternity. What is it that really matters as you're headed toward forever?
That's right.
As you're headed toward forever, what is it that really matters the most?
Mom.
Have your way, Lord.
Jack Cole tells in one of his sermons, you know him, don't you?
Yes.
He tells in one of his messages, it's like many, many, many years ago, I guess in the steam engine age, and these big old steam engines on the rails and stuff. He said this man, he had planned a destination. He needed to go somewhere, wanted to go somewhere. He had his newspaper all rolled up and he boarded a train. Said he went all the way back there and found his seat, said he just relaxed and threw his legs out, said unrolled that newspaper and read a whole newspaper on his way to his destination. He said that old train coming to a screeching halt. The doors opened, the people began to file off of the car. Said the man who rolled his paper up, said as he stepped down and started to step down, he said, "This ain't where I thought I was going." The conductor said, "Sir, you got on the wrong train and you went the opposite direction."
Come on, man.
Did not realize it. Listen, until he came to the very end. I went the wrong way in life. This is serious. Conductor said, "You got on the wrong train. You headed the opposite way of where you thought you were." I'm wondering, the Bible said, Jesus said, that there'll be many that'll say unto him in that day, "Did we not do mighty miracles in your name, mighty good works in your name? We prophesied in your name. We've healed.
Come on.
We've done mighty works in your name." And Jesus will say and confess unto them, "I know you not.
I know you not.
I know you not." Oh, God. This is sobering.
Come
on, bro.
This is sobering. I feel the Lord is settling here.
Glory be to God.
Can I ask everybody here, what is it that really, really matters to you? Do you want to know that you really know that you really, really know? You've got to witness in your soul that you're right where God wants you. And you're doing His will and obeying Him. Raise your little hand. I want on the right train, Jesus.
Yes.
Holy, 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 holy. Brother Kevin, I want on the right train.
Yes.
Holy Lord, holy Lord, I want on the right one. Oh, God.
Thank you, George. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, no wonder. The Bible said today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Hallelujah. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in to him and sup with him. Hallelujah to the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. Today, hallelujah, brother, rise. Now's the accepted time. Right now, while God's a calling, I'm telling you, we got good messages come through this church. We've got the Word of God here, Brother Jason, and I'm so glad and so proud of it. We got the truth that is revealed to us. I tell you, there ain't no slack in God. The Lord's a saying, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches." Raise your little hand again and say, "Thank God for the truth. Thank Him for the Word of God. I thank Him." Hallelujah. Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. He's the way to heaven. He's the door to the sheepfold. Hallelujah. You cannot climb up any other way. You got to come through the door. And Jesus is the door. He's a good shepherd. Hallelujah. Lord, it's real. He's the gate unto heaven.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Concerning this big earth and the world that you live in, don't build your hopes and your dreams down here. It's going to pass away.
Right.
It sure is soon.
Right.
Soon she's going to pass.
Holy blessing.
Tell us, Apostle John. 1 John 2:17. Don't love this world, and neither the things that are in it.
Come on.
She's going to pass away. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life is all going to pass away. Turn with me, children, right now. I want you to read, if you're online, it's in the 2 Peter chapter 3. Oh, God. 2 Peter chapter 3. I'm getting ready to close here. Oh, Savior. I'll tell you while you're going there. 2 Peter 3 and verse 10. 2 Peter 3 and 10. While you're turning there, I want to tell you a dream. I don't know, Brother Jason. I might have been saved a few months or a year. I don't think I wouldn't say more than 2 years. God really made a change in my life. I was in my car in this dream, and to this day, I'm going to tell you something. When God gives you a dream, you will know it. It won't be because you ate too much pizza. It'll be so vivid, it's like it's full color, and you will always remember it. And I'm looking back at least 47, 48 years ago, and I will never forget this dream. God brought me out of a world of sin, out of a world of lust, and he genuinely saved me. In my car, I was going down the road. Brother George, everything on my right and everything on my left on both sides of the road was melting. The rocks, the ground, and all of it was on fire. And was melting. When I woke up immediately, God told me, he says, go get your Bible, turn to 2 Peter 3. I had already read in here. Verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Thieves don't always tell you and give you a call when they're coming. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which, what? The heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all of these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that you may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless.
Oh God.
Right now, we got rogue nations that has got enough nuclear technology and bombs to blow this world up and fry it
right
100 times over.
Yeah.
The bombs that was dropped on Hiroshima, and the other Nagasaki, whatever that is, I don't know the name now. But it completely dissolved the buildings and the trees. People that was standing next to the wall left an imprint of their body. Their body melted.
Zachariah set the eyeballs in the socket in that day. Thank God we won't be here. And I don't want to be left behind. But in that day when God calls for the wrath of Almighty God and begins to dump out and pour out the vials and the bowls of wrath upon this world, I don't want to be here. They said when those bombs, those nuclear bombs went off, they dropped in 1945. Said it just completely dissolved the bodies and left the imprint of their bodies against a white wall. Come on, nuclear, did you know? Listen, there are now over 1,000, there are over 1,000 volcanoes across this world. 500 of them have erupted in historical time whenever they started taking a record. 49 active volcanoes right now spewing out either steam, ash, or lava. 65 eruptions have been this year. With what John and Peter is saying through the Holy Ghost to us, I don't want to hold on to or be anchored to anything in this world or anything that is in it. It's all going to be burned up and it's all going to pass away. Can you say, I want to be ready when the Lord comes? When he comes as a thief in the night, Brother Jason, I want to hear him say, come up here. Oh, praise be to the Lord. I'm telling you, he has reserved. The first world was flooded with Noah's flood. The waters covered the earth 29 feet above the highest mountain. Read it. Oh Lord. But he has reserved the earth that now is unto fire, unto judgment at the last day. And I want to be out of here. I'm telling you, when the heavens opened up and the rain came down 40 days and 40 nights, and the fountains of the deep were opened up, waters gushed up out of the caverns all over this world. But God has reserved. He's got over 1,000 volcanoes. Lord, if he let every one of them erupt with the hot lava, it'll melt everything, and the works of man's hands will be burned up. And Jesus, God said, behold, I make a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. I'm telling you, he's going to burn it all to a crisp. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise him. Well, glory to God, there's a new world coming. Hey, Lord, there's a new world coming. And heaven is on our doorstep.
Yes.
Woo!
Oh, yeah,
hey, God.
Yes. Blessed.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, Lord, holy Lord God, stir our hearts. What is it, the really thing that matters to you today?
Come on, brother.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank God. Let's raise our hands and worship the Lord in your church and thank him for the word of God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. For your blessing.
Lord, we thank you for the word of God. Amen. In this house today. Lord, I want to be ready, God, when you do come. Amen. When you come back, Lord, I want to be ready. Glory to God. More than anything in this world, God, I want to be ready for you to come. Hallelujah. Yep, watch us be waiting. Amen.
Holy Lord,
coming
God, bless you, Jesus.